You're listening to The Drive Home with Casey and Blair. Welcome to The Drive Home with Casey and Blair, where we give our unfiltered first impressions of the films we just watched at the movies and record our discussion on The Drive Home. Opinions change over time, and working in the film industry, none of these critiques are meant to be personal, but rather a reaction. Thank you for listening.
Oh boy. All right. This is going to be an interesting one to talk about. We'll kind of, as we make our way out of the mall area, we can talk about it more. But today is the 14th of December, and we saw The Last Jedi, which is the next Star Wars.
So I think you mean, no, never mind.
What are you going to say?
Nothing.
You're going to say something you're not supposed to?
No.
I'm very confused.
Nothing.
Okay, you'll have to tell me later now. Leave you on a hook. Yeah, that was, it was okay. It was, it felt very...
Star Trek. You mean Star Trek.
Oh, you think this was Star Trek?
Yeah.
Okay. Why would you say that?
Because they... The cinematography was like... way more Star Trek than Star Wars. We didn't get as many of the wipes that are typical of Star Wars. We didn't get that like orange glow, that grainy film look. We got a lot of close-ups, we got a lot of comedy, we got a lot of pauses for like well, that's not cinematography, that's direction, but just the way it was shot. And then also we got a lot of that like hyperspace, like a ton of what Star Trek does, which is the leaving light speed, right? You see that shot.
Mm-hmm.
Stopped. That's a Star Trek thing. Stopped.
And no, then that was that's a lot of Star Wars stuff too.
Okay. I think it's way more Star Trek to see the like ship parked.
Well, no, I think I'm going to disagree on that one, only because if you like remember Jedi and a lot of them, there's a lot of that choo-choo-choo-choo-choo, and they all arrive kind of thing. I don't know. It just felt very, insignificant. Like to me, it felt like
The biggest thing that makes it feel insignificant is that Finn and Rose are sent on this huge mission.
Which is a waste.
It's a whole waste.
Yeah.
Nothing comes of that. They're sent to, like, go find the...
Actually, there is, and it is at the very end of it, is that... remember how they influenced that one person there who was a Jedi in hiding? The little boy.
Oh, yeah, they did.
So that's what it was about, like, and I think that's maybe why they put that scene in there a little bit, to like give it the reprise that it sort of needed.
You gotta warm up.
That's a long way to go for just that. And honestly, I'll be quite honest with you, I think that a lot of that had to do with like a 1% commentary, of course.
Sure. I mean, the kid could have seen a commercial. Join the resistance.
No, I get what you're saying, but to see them actually actively do something there is a little different. But no, it was like, that was very 1%-y. Like, okay, here's all these people who are, you know, gambling and...
don't care about...
Yeah, making money off war. Don't care about what side they are on.
Except the 1% generally does. I mean, I guess if you're talking
in
about the world.
In the arms race, I mean, if you see Lord of War, which is, I think that's what that Nicolas Cage movie is called. I think that's what it is. Where the arms dealers are sort of like, you know, they have no side. they kind of pedal whatever they do. Here, would you mind holding that?
I just felt like...
It just seemed like a whole big thing for not a thing.
Maybe I'll like it more after I see it a second time or something. I don't know.
You were laughing quite a bit.
There was a couple good moments of humor in there, I'll admit. But, like, I think that... Like, I... Han Solo's character actually felt like he did something in the last one. Luke was just... felt like a big tool in this... I don't know. It's like here's what they wanted to do with him, and they just kind of, meh. I don't know. I think I expected him to do more, and like, it was pretty predictable that he would not be there in the end.
I didn't predict that. I was like, how did he get there? And then I was like, I guess that ship that was underwater that nothing ever came of. We saw that one shot of the one ship that was underwater that I thought Rey was gonna have to get from underwater as part of her training.
The minute that the blasters came up and he was still standing there, I was like, okay. But it was weird though, because he gave, I mean, they had a little bit of a gimmick going where he gave Leia the physical object that was in her hand.
Yeah. So she knew that he wasn't really there.
I don't know, but then the motivation of Poe be like, he's giving us time to get away.
Why didn't he just say that?
Yeah, like, why didn't he just like say, hey, here's my plan, I'm just gonna do this.
Like, this is, use this time to get out.
Yeah. It was very like, I don't know, the motivations of everything were just very odd.
I didn't feel a real love connection between Finn and Rose like I did between Finn and, where are we going?
I went all the way around, because...
Finn and, Rey.
Yeah, I felt like that was kind of forced in a way. There was very little connection between them. So is Phasma died?
Phasma?
The lead...
The purple lady?
The
purple
stormtrooper hair with the silver.
Oh, yeah. I guess she fell. She had a Disney death.
Yeah, it was a very Disney death there. I don't know. It just felt very... I'm having a hard time finding words for why I didn't like it as much.
Because it didn't feel very Star Wars-y to me. It didn't have the same, it just didn't have that same, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not a very traditional movie in the sense that, like, you know, I see it as like a, let me put it like this, like, that whole thing about Leia died, like, Leia basically gets ejected from the ship and, like, is dying in space and, like, magically floats back to the ship.
Well, she's supposed to be Jedi. She has the Force.
But this is the only time she's ever used it.
Yeah, it did feel silly. I was like, oh, what an opportune time for them to let her go.
Yeah, and...
I was like, I wonder if they wrote this in.
Yeah, and... Like, so it was not only an opportunity for her to use the Force, but, like, she'd never used it beforehand, so they never established that. So the fact that they just kind of whipped it out just so she could be unconscious for the rest of the plot was like, okay. And then the commander never told Poe the plan to get close enough to the planet to escape.
Well, why would she? Poe's just a hothead. He's not anyone important.
I guess that was true. And he had his own little plan going on, and it didn't really work. But that also felt like a way to keep the other characters occupied. Like, what do you got to do for Finn? Well, we got to have him do something. I mean, he's one of our main characters, right? Well, send him on a mission to try and find hope with this, and then
I just didn't like that whole mission didn't work, and that guy they found was like a, you know,
a traitor.
Well, just a chaotic neutral.
Yeah. It was like, and then, I'm sorry, BB-8 taking over a walker felt a little odd to me, too.
I think this is the first time we've really... Have we...
Droids don't kill people.
No, who's... What's his name?
R2-D2?
No. Slugworth. What's his name? Jabba. He was a chaotic neutral. I was trying to say, like, is this the first time we've seen chaotic neutral? Isn't everybody light or dark in this world?
Jabba was pretty dark.
So is this the first time we've been introduced to neutral in the Star Wars world?
No, bounty hunters are neutral.
The bounty hunters. Yeah.
Bounty hunters. So Boba Fett is neutral.
Yeah, Boba Fett.
That kind of thing.
But then Boba Fett gets turned into all the stormtroopers.
But that's... Isn't that Jodo Cast? Or... No, not Boba... It's not Boba Fett. It's Jango Fett. Jango Fett becomes all... Boba Fett was his son who ended up in the Sarlacc pit. Anyway. So, more problems with that now that I'm thinking about it. So, in the original flashback when Rey is looking at and Luke the basically I don't think they wrote this film or they had any idea what they were going to do with it until the first one, The Force Awakens, was done, because it's already got some continuity errors. Because in the original one that we just saw last night, which was The Force Awakens, you see Rey with a bunch of Mandalorian armor soldiers killing the temple and burning it up, as if there was some other plot involved with that, and they were like trying to make that work. And then remember, he was outside with R2-D2 and like the rain, and it felt like there was something different there. The other thing that I think is really shitty is like, oh, Rey came from nothing. I'm okay with that, but then Snoke is nothing as well. Snoke was just another weird person of the Force that just happened to
Snoke?
Come...
Snoke?
Yeah, the guy who was like... The
I don't think his name is Snoke.
Snoke?
Something like that.
Well, maybe if it's Snoke or Snoke, whatever it is, Snokey son, that guy.
Yeah, they never kind of addressed who he is.
No, they never addressed who he was. He came out of nowhere. He left into nowhere. He was just a device he was an emperor that had no backstory. He had nothing. He was, okay, sure, he was an influence on Kylo Ren and what he did. But other than that, it was kind of like, why is he doing any of this? I mean, it just, all right, you want to snuff out Skywalker. She is the dark, the light component to his dark component. It just seemed very like...
I don't think she came from nothing. I think that's a lie. I think he's upset. It seems like they're twins, right?
Well, here's the thing. I would have said, yes, they were twins, but then they said Snoke was the one who brought them together to be able to have a conversation with each other. Because when Leia and...
Yeah,
because
then they showed the two of them having their connection, and then immediately after showed Luke and Leia having the same thing.
Yeah. So those two things, like unless they're going to do a big left-wing hook for us, but I don't think they're going to. It seems very...
They had Luke and Leia kiss and then told us they were twins.
Yeah, but that's called afterthought.
Well.
If they want to do an afterthought here, that's fine too, but it just is like... I would have actually said, okay, maybe they were siblings, but... Yeah, no, I think Ren said the truth.
I really, really wanted her to go with Ben. When he was like, let's just let all this die and start over. I wanted her to be like, yeah, okay. I was like, that sounds interesting. Let's see that story. Do that. I'm tired of this.
The Empire stuff, yeah.
Yeah, let's do a new thing. Start over. I want to see these two sitting on a throne and starting over. And, like, get your people. And then she could be like, all right, yeah, let's get together. Okay, let's stop the killing. And let's, like, get everybody together. Start a new government. Be like, yeah, all right. Let's just end all this.
It's so, like...
I'm into that. I wanted to see that. And at least she could have been like, yes... Whatever you say, Ben. And then you know what I mean? And then just gone along with the plan for a while and then slowly convinced him to change his mind from the inside.
Yeah. I don't know, it just was very mushy. Like, not very... I don't know, I just didn't feel like...
She clearly never had a boyfriend.
It just was very plotty. It was, like, very plotty, not really a lot of... I mean, it seemed like the character stuff was kind of, like, forced in there in a wedge. Like, we kind of need them to do this. I hate to say it like that, but it's...
I think it would have been better if we just... If they had kind of focused... They didn't split screen it and go back and forth to... If they just kind of cut out the Finn and Rose storyline and we just focused on the Rey Kylo Ren storyline and the... and the war. We didn't need three.
Yeah, it felt very, like, plot heavy. It was like chunk, 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 chunk. And it felt disjointed.
As much as I really loved seeing the world, I loved those creatures they create, those horse,
yeah,
fox creatures.
The gambling and all that stuff was,
that
like,
was
okay,
super fun to see.
Interesting to see. It, we were stuck on ships, like, the entire time, it felt like. I think that's why they had, like, the conflict at the end, which was, like, I don't know. Just the all of it was very, what are you doing? I just need to go around.
Anyway.
Yeah, it just... I don't know, the atmosphere is kind of sucked.
Yeah, because usually, I don't know, do we see generally a lot of the... We see a little bit of war planning, a little bit of action, and then a lot of, like... What is it usually made of? Like, escaping.
Yeah, this was just, they're all running from it the entire time, and, like, they're... Go back to the ship. Okay, the ship's getting shot up.
Well, I think we usually see, like, a plan in motion in Star Wars movies, right?
Yeah. The fact that they used the hyperspace hyperdrive to slice the ship in half with the other ship, I was like, so why don't you just send a whole bunch of ships in hyperdrive against that ship and see what happens? I mean, I don't know. It just, like, so no one's done this before. And it, like, killed all the cruisers.
There was a lot of suicide bombers. There were three significant moments of suicide bombing.
Yeah, just massive suicide bombing. And you know what? That's kind of a thing of rebellions. Hate to say it, but yeah. It's how you do force multipliers for that kind of stuff. I understand that. It just, I don't know. This movie wasn't that fun for me. I mean, I get it. It's part of the Star Wars universe. It's fine. It's just like, I don't know. It just felt very disjointed.
Well, yeah, the last one, it was focused on Rey and Finn the whole time.
Yeah. It felt like their characters, like, meant something. I didn't see, what was the growth of Rey? It was very blurry.
She talked to Luke and then she left. And Luke was like, okay, bye.
I can't. Luke is bad. And then the arc is sort of Luke.
And even Yoda was like, that was a mistake. And then nothing happened.
Yeah. Yoda's like, oh, you've just still staring off in the sunset. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I like The Force Awakens. Not a biggest fan of The Last Jedi.
At least he wasn't in the clouds.
What a stupid way to go at the end, too. Yep, we're home. That was the end of the drive home. Yeah. That's it.